This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, I know you don't listen to the Little Fatty Cast, but I listen to the Little Fatty Cast every week. They treat that show as if Auntie Scott listens every week. They talk to her. They say things. You know, just like.
Well, in their defense, Daniel, we talk when we're recording on Friday nights as if Auntie Scott is actually listening as well. So we kind of do the same thing, don't we?
Auntie Scott listens, and he listens to after it's been recorded. Sometimes it's during the live show. He's maybe not listening that much, but you know for a fact. I mean, he tweets to you about things that you say on your podcast, so he clearly listens to your podcast.
I was just really alluding to the fact that, and I love Auntie Scott, and I love the fact that he's in the chat room every Friday. It actually makes me smile. It brings happiness to my very core. But I like to make fun of the fact that he will turn us on and then go to another room and watch a, you know, I Love Lucy horror special and then come back, you know, or whatever.
Wait, is that I Love Lucy horror section or horror?
Not horror.
Section?
Not horror. Horror. Because, you know, it's the season of doom and gloom. And so.
I know. I
see. They're watching.
Did you see the video? Did you see the YouTube video of their
I did, all their decor.
You know what was missing from those decorations that they put on
I
YouTube?
Don't.
The one that I sent them.
You sent them a Halloween decoration?
I sent them it's a pop-up card that builds itself into a haunted house. And I sent that to them.
Well, of course, maybe, I'm sure it's there.
No, I saw it. No, Drew showed it. Drew showed it to me. Okay. Yeah, Drew showed it to me the other day. It's like, but Drew's office was not included on the video tour, so I didn't get to see the card that I saw.
Oh, because he has private celebrity stuff in there.
That's right.
They can't show it.
I feel like I want to do a thing. Like, let's talk about Mix Minus.
What about, I'm going to show you something.
Oh, okay.
That's not a very high resolution photo. This is, you're not going to be able to see it very well.
Give it a second.
It's too bright.
No, I got it. I got it. There it goes. There it goes. Yes. Oh, is that where Mark's staying?
Yeah, that's where he's at right now. Those are his legs.
Oh, it looks like the Polynesian Resort here at Walt Disney World, but it's not, but yeah.
Because it's noon there, or
laying out by the pool. I forgot what it's. Oh, let's talk about Mix Minus. Like, do we want to talk about this on Level 13, or do we want to just like talk about this in private on the cruise ship?
I didn't know we have something to talk about for Mix Minus.
I feel like maybe with as many podcasts as there are in the universe, maybe we want to play around with making the show shorter, still keeping the afters, still keeping the Level 13 stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like we would still do the same amount.
Well, we could cut your running segment. That would take away like the first 15 minutes. And, well, look, I don't care.
I'm thinking maybe we cut the kitchen, the test kitchen. Maybe we cut the test kitchen segment from Mix Minus and we put it on Level 13. Like, in other words, we do it during the Level 13 show.
I'm open for anything. Look, I don't think we necessarily need any improvements or that we need to be shorter or longer.
All right.
Because I think that the people that like our show, and they like it for who we are. And I don't think length matters to most of those people. However,
so it's girth. It's not length.
Yeah. I mean, I'm open to whatever. I will do whatever you want to do. If you think that'll get us more subscribe, if you think like, oh, we need more subscribers. So
no,
let's try to be shorter.
I have no idea what our numbers are. I haven't even looked at our numbers in six months.
I mean, they're not. they're not fabulous or anything, but you know, we're a homespun, you know, podcast.
I'm looking.
I haven't looked at them recently either.
Oh God.
I mean, I know what they are.
Yeah, they're horrible. Like, I feel like we had more than this a long time ago.
I haven't looked recently, but you don't need to dwell on that.
I'm not dwelling. I'm just saying that it's like, yeah, we used to have like probably 12.
Oh my God. I could have bought, we have $122 in our account.
Yes, we do.
Just from those couple of weeks of, you don't even, do you still stick those ads in there?
Every single week.
Oh, I didn't even know people get it. So if I was to listen.
Yes.
I would get an ad in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, and you recorded it, right? It's
yeah, it's me. And it's exactly 1 minute long, which means that you can fast forward. Like if you set your fast forward for 30 seconds, whatever, you can set fast forward twice and you're done.
Yeah, $122. We can, you know what we should really do?
What?
We should just withdraw the $122. And then when we're on the cruise, we should treat ourselves to something with the $122.
What say, the oh, it's on hell the- could we possibly buy on a cruise ship for $122?
Well, maybe on one of the excursions, like when we get off the ship and we're port.
Yeah, go buy a round of drinks or something.
We could go buy a round of drinks and, you know, say, it's to the fans.
But does Mark drink? Like if we were to go to a little cabana bar or whatever at one of these ports, does he drink or?
Well, he drinks, but he doesn't drink. So no, what I mean by
but
that
would
is
he have a margarita or you know, something?
Yeah, if other people are drinking, he will have a drink, but probably just one. And usually with dinner, if we're at a nice restaurant or something, he will order a cocktail or a wine or something like that.
Oh yeah. So I think I'm going to do some wine on this cruise at dinner since we're going to be in the main dining room and stuff. And I'm thinking because I'm the only person that drinks red wine in the group that maybe I will, you know, try to find a decent white that we could, cause you know, if you don't finish it that night, they'll bring it back to you the next night. You know what I'm saying? They'll keep your bottle in the main room. Yeah. So they'll just bring it out every night. So maybe, like, I like that conundrum. Do you remember the conundrum that we had?
I remember the name. Was that at the chef's table?
Yeah, that was at the chef's table.
Was that a Pinot, though? Was it a mix?
It was
or
a Pinot,
it wasn't?
It was a Pinot Grigio Chardonnay, I think. Let's see. What did I just call it? Conundrum.
By about the third glass in the chef's table, they could bring me anything after that.
Yeah, that's my
red wine. It could be. Yeah,
that's my goal is to get you guys drunk enough that then I can order a red wine that I like. Let's see. Conundrum. Today, it's still about doing the thing.
You know, Dan is saying that he listens to Geeky Gay every day, which I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. All of my sponsors also thank you for your support. But you say that you start at 30 seconds in, you have your podcast player set to 30 seconds. It's actually not 30 seconds. It's 26. So, you know, if you have it set to 30 seconds, I'm already talking by the time you come in.
Hold on. I'm looking. So, I got to see what mine is.
I mean, roughly 26.
No, I mean, I am the same, but I have yours. Yours is set to the first 26 seconds or whatever. And Pod is my co-pilot. It's like the last minute and a half where they're just like going like, Taylor can be reached at blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah, I cut that shit out. Let's see. So, custom settings for Geeky Gay.
Oh, so no, Dan just admitted he doesn't even listen to my fabulous opening where I say, I don't even know what I say. The music has to be playing for me to remember. Mm-hmm. What do I say? Mm-hmm. Today is
29. I skip 29 seconds.
I don't even know what I say, but I wait. I have a little, you know, a little post that I have to hit like for on the radio and then I don't talk there.
When I listen to your show, here's, like, let me reset the, this is what I listen to. This is how your show, when it immediately, when it jumps to your show, this is what it sounds like.
Today is Thursday, October 20th, 2022, and my name is Adam.
That's 29
seconds. Hello, everyone. Welcome to
Geek. That's 29 seconds in is where I... That's exactly 29
seconds. That was 29 seconds?
That was 29 seconds in.
Then maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was 26. I also skip that when I'm just... Well, only... I will, when I post it, I listen and make sure, because I have posted the wrong show before.
Yeah.
I've gone in and posted like the day before a show. And so I always listen to the beginning, but I do forward to about 26 seconds. I don't really know how many seconds it is, but.
Conundrum is a blend.
I guess for people who loathe my show so much, you would know exactly how many seconds it is.
I don't loathe your show. I loathe that music. Conundrum is a blend of Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, Simillon and Voigner. It lures you in with scents of apricot, pear, and honeysuckle. And if you're paying attention, orange and lemon meringue.
It lures you in?
Mm-hmm. Initial sweetness is balanced by natural acidity. And we love the hint of oak that plays with flavors of peach, apple, and citrus. The long finish will leave you longing for another glass.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Yeah, that's the... Conundrum white. The Conundrum red is a it's created from varietals including Petite Syrah, Zinfandel, and Cabernet.
I don't know. I would say one thing about our show that I really think, and I don't know how we would fix it, but the because you and I are just talking to each other on the after show, the level 13.
Yes.
I think it's actually better than having, okay, here's Daniel's story, here's Adam's story, here's Daniel's story.
Oh, well then let's do that. Let's just get rid of the segments then.
No, I mean, I'm not saying the segments. You know, I love a segment. I'm saying when we are giving our personal stories at the beginning and end,
yeah,
it feels more chunked up. Whereas when you and I are talking on the level 13, it feels more stream of consciousness. It kind of flows from one topic to the other. And for some reason, I find it distracting that we're like jumping from one personal story to the other in the, I don't know. It's just a me thing. I enjoy level 13.
Okay.
Cool. We could start putting out level 13 on the main feed and then putting the show on the level 13 feed and just see like if anyone notices. What is this?
That'd
be a good April Fool's joke, wouldn't it?
Well, no, I mean, level 13 is the show just stripped down. Like, we don't do music. You know, we don't have an intro. We don't have segments. That's literally the only difference between...
Sometimes we even play little audio things.
Right.
Or do,
but it's not a segment or whatever. We're just talking and having... It's like, yeah, we could do this show that way. We could just start the show. We don't need a theme. We don't need theme music or whatever.
No, I'm
we
not saying the theme show. Song is bad. I like production elements. I'm just saying, all I was saying is I think our conversation flows better on the after show.
I feel like, all right, so like, let's say that we just started this episode and we just, right where the level 13 thing is, I feel like we could just put that out as the show. And even inside there, we could just be like, you know what? That's a totally ridiculous thing, Adam. So like, whatever. I just after we've talked about whatever we were talking about, then we just like going, okay, now we'll play the intro. So like, instead of the intro being at the beginning of the show, it's like maybe 5 minutes in, maybe it's 4 minutes in, maybe it's 10 minutes in, just depending on the riff that we were going on.
Yeah. I'm reading the chat room again. Also, there's a transparent GIF that Cyclone has posted
of Ali's,
but it's funny because it didn't post transparent. It posted with the little checkerboard behind it.
Yes, which denotes as
because I guess Discord can't do transparency or something. I don't know, but
Let's see, Ali's. What is it? Exotic passion?
No, fruit. Dan. I wouldn't call Whataburger a segment.
Depends. If you had a hot dog or not.
It's, you know, I would hardly call it a segment.
What a burger. 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 Are we going to eat at Whataburger when we're there?
If you want to, we can. I feel like we must go in. I eat at Whataburger all the time. So I'm not like, but
that to me is native Arkansan food.
It's Texas, but
Whataburger. Whataburger. Because we're going to eat at his dad's the night before. His dad fancies himself a.
The question is.
Gourmet.
I need to do something.
What? What do you need to do?
I need to see what track this plays on.
You need to get.
You know, when we started shooting at.
You know what? I can't see what track that's on because I have it in transfer mode and I can't see the things. Ah. So that doesn't help me. Never mind.
That was Sir Patrick Stewart.
It was. And he sounds old in person as well as he also sounded old on the show. So
he does. But you know, this is the final season of Picard.
I do. And I'm actually the most excited about this season because all I wanted.
All
was them I to bring back the old characters all together.
Who are you most looking forward to seeing old character-wise?
Well, I think just seeing them all together, but my favorite of all of them is probably Deanna Troi.
Which you saw on season one.
I know
one.
She already came back, but I'm saying I'm glad to see her back for a full season. I do also Beverly.
Beverly Crusher.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember Beverly Crusher, Gates McFadden, at the 50th anniversary Star Trek convention that I went to. She was on a panel, and LeVar Burton started to talk about how anytime that we wanted to expand our footprint, like in direct an episode or, you know, submit a written episode or something like that, they were all very, very supportive of us doing that. And Gates McFadden like went, if you were a man, it's like, I tried, like they were totally not supportive of any of the female cast members for doing directing or whatever. And I was just like, damn, you just got your privileged ass handed to you. It's just like,
I always kind of held a little bit of a grudge against her because she left after the first season and didn't want to come back.
It was not the first season. It was she left after the second season, but
something like that.
No, she left after the third season.
They begged her to come back because that lady who played Dr. Pulaski was god awful.
Diana Mulder.
Or that character was awful. I mean, I can't really say the actress is awful because I know she's a well-regarded actress.
I feel like
that
she
character was horrible.
I feel like at the same time she was playing Roz on L.A. Law. Remember, she was an evil lawyer on L.A. Law that fell down the elevator shaft and got killed. And I feel like she came in and she had such an adversarial relationship with Data that it just reminded you of that evil lawyer character, and you're just like going like, oh my gosh, she's evil. And it's like,
I've never watched LA Law, but I know who you're talking about.
Bum, bum, ba-da-ba-bum.
I tried to go back and watch Law and Order because we all know that I love law shows, but it is too old.
You love law shows and you don't
watch. First of all, it's square. First of all, that always bothers me when I go back and watch something now that's square.
You love law shows, but you never watched LA Law?
Yeah. It was before I was a fan of law stuff. And then now, they're so old. LA Law and Law and Order, they're both so old that it's hard to get past the outfits and the hairstyles and the...
There are so many great actors in this series.
I love Perry. You know one of my favorite law shows that I'm ashamed to admit.
Yeah, it's what?
Matlock.
Jesus.
I used to love Matlock. Now, I haven't watched it in a really long time, so I might hate it now. But back when I was in high school, college, you know, early 20s, I used to watch Matlock all the time.
See there in the chat room knows Susan Day, who used to play Susan Partridge, or yeah. And no, what was the Partridge woman, the girl's name? Lori.
I don't know.
Lori. Thank you, Cyclone. Yeah, she plays Lori Partridge, but she was like one of the lawyers here, and like so many good characters. Like Corbin Bernstein was in this. Harry Hamlin was in this. It was a great show. Matlock, on the other hand, steaming pilot.
Matlock. I know.
Steaming pilot.
I know. Was not okay. I also like. I'm saying I haven't watched Matlock in years, and so I don't know if I would. But I also enjoyed. Well, you know me. I mean, The Good Wife.
Yeah.
The Good Fight.
Oh yeah, we ran out of things to watch, and I realized that Zach had never seen The Good Wife, so we just started watching. Oh. The Good Wife. Well, I'm rewatching it, but it just started to
Boston. Yeah. Boston Legal. The Practice.
Oh, I love Boston Legal.
All of it. There's new ones. All Rise, I like, which she's a judge, although it moved to OWN. So we haven't been able to watch the most recent season yet. And there was this one that got canceled called For the People.
Really
liked as well. And I watched, I can't think of the name, but it was that. Oh, Lie to Me. No, that's a different show. Guardian. I think it's the same guy that did Lie to Me, although I liked that, but it's not a law show.
Isn't the guy that did Lie to Me the guy that plays the Abomination on She-Hulk?
I believe so, yes.
Here's my my observation here, Adam. That L.A.
Law... I love John Grisham as well.
That L.A. Law theme song that I was playing
mm-hmm.
is a minute and 30 fucking seconds. Like, in 2022 standards, that feels like...
See, Daniel, those are the greats. That's why I have such a long theme song on my show. I'm patterning after the great theme songs.
The worst is Little Fatty Cast because they have a 7.5 minute intro that just will, and it makes no sense. It has no meaning to anything that they're doing. Really, honestly, I even feel like we're a little too long because our theme song is about 10 seconds before I start talking. So, you know, I feel like even that 10 seconds, I feel like it's just dragging and just like, people don't want to hear this shit. They didn't, if they wanted to hear music, they wouldn't be listening to us. What are you doing?
I was actually looking to see if I had the old, oops, shit. I didn't want to do that.
This podcast is a proud member.
I can't see the words because the transfer is on, so I don't forget to transfer the files. I'm doing it now.
Doing it right now. No, I feel like a minute and 30. Like, I hate it.
Wasn't our old Dubious Intent theme song longer than our current one?
Yes. And we changed with the times and we made it less, you know.
Small. You are succumbing to peer pressure, Daniel.
I know what annoys me. And it's
everything like, doesn't have to be all about, you know what? It's just like with fashion, Daniel.
Yeah.
If you keep wearing the same thing long enough, one day whatever you're wearing is going to come back into style.
One day you're in and the next day you're not. I learned that from Heidi Klum.
One day you're, it's actually one day you're in, the next day you're out.
Well, I was,
but
clearly, she was much nicer to me.
You okay? I would pat your back if I was there, but,
I need to refill my beverage. I'll be right back.
I'm not. So I don't know which one of these tracks I need to send you. So I'm saying, he's stepping away. So I can't. Just transferring these files so I don't, because if I don't do it, I'll forget. And then he'll text me and I hate it. He'll text me on Sunday and be like, hey, have you put the files? And I hate it because I feel it's almost like a game, like I've lost that week. It's like, damn it. He noticed before I remembered to to put them in there. So if I do it now while we're still doing a show, then it's done and I don't have to remember. I think he just, Mark's texting me. He said, ugh, I have a pimple in the middle of my nose and it's big. The lack of sleep is impacting my skin. And I just said, aw, And then he says, oh, you're recording Laugh Out Loud. Okay, bye. Yeah, I know there were hot people in LA Law, and it's probably good. I keep trying to start it. Again, that and Law and Order, both. And it feels so old when I turn it on that I haven't been able to get past it. I'm sure I would enjoy it once I got into the characters and stuff like that and the story, and, you know, it would probably hook me, but it just feels so old when I turn it on. It's interesting though. I would turn on an episode of Facts of Life and I think I would be fine. And that's old. But I can't really, I used to love Knight Rider. I don't think I could watch Knight Rider now. Like I don't think I could watch. What else? That I liked that I don't think I could watch now.
You know what?
Because I just feel so old. Oh, The Incredible Hulk. I don't think I would enjoy The Incredible Hulk now, the original. It's very nostalgic to me. And when they did the beginning of She-Hulk with the kind of homage or the whatever you call it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that, but I don't think I would enjoy watching the show.
I feel like some shows, like one show that held up surprisingly well was Sequest. DSV.
That's the one where the kid killed himself a couple of years after the show went off the air or something.
I think it was like a decade after the show went off the air. Oh, but he did. Jonathan Brandis, I think was his name.
There was only like one season of that, wasn't there? One or two seasons?
No, there's like three, I think.
Oh, three. Let's look. I enjoyed Sequest. Were there any other shows with Quest at the end? Was that like a franchise situation?
Johnny Quest?
No, like I feel like Sequest, there was a space version of it, and there was a...
I don't think so.
Caving version. Cave Quest.
Cave Quest?
I don't know.
I used to love Miami Vice. It does not hold up with today. Yes. I would agree with that. There's some shows that you just watch it. Oh my God, Space 1999 is like such a pile of crap. And it's like, as a kid, I love that show. But shows that do hold
You're
up.
You're right. Well, it had three seasons.
Yeah. The ones that do hold up, like Frasier held up incredibly well. It's like Frasier held up well enough that when you go back and watch it, you're like, you don't think of it as being an old show until Niles pulls out his cell phone that's like 6 feet long and, you know, has an antenna on it and flips open. You know, it's like there's no LED screen on it. You know, it's an old flip phone, you know, not even a flip phone. It's an old handheld.
Even Star Trek The Next Generation, which I love, I start playing that and it feels old to me now.
You know? Because it's very clearly a laptop with like a bunch of plastic around it that's on his desk.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, that, but just it just feels Golden Girls. I love Golden Girls, but now when I go back and watch, I'm like, oh, that God, that feels so old.
Well, I just watched the pilot of The Good Wife, and it did not feel old.
Yeah, I don't think The Good Wife would feel old.
I forgot how mean they were to her in that first episode. And I also forgot that most of the main characters for the entire run of the show were all in that first episode. So
I'm not a big TV show rewatcher in general, but I really did enjoy The Good Wife. That would be one I would probably enjoy watching.
You know
again.
What? I didn't used to think that I was a big TV rewatcher until one day I decided, you know what? I want to rewatch this. Like Stargate or something like that. I think it was when I was working at Yale and I had just hours and hours and hours of time to kill and nothing else to do. And I would, you know, rewatch. And it's surprising how many things you forget when you rewatch it. It's like, yeah, I have an idea of what this, you know, I have a fond memory of this show. And then when you rewatch it, it's like, oh, wait, there was a whole nother layer going on there. And, oh, I know that this person eventually ends up being this. So this is interesting. So it's like there's just all kind of new things that you see when you watch a show the second time. And the same with books. I've read the Expanse books at least twice And the Harry Potter books, I read them all at least twice, sometimes three times.
Even my favorite book series of all time.
Yeah. Which is The Ring of Fire, or what was it?
It's The Wheel of Time. I do go back and try to reread those from time to time.
Yeah.
But because I've already read it, I find it difficult to be engrossed in them again. I get very engrossed in books when I'm reading them. And
when I reread The Expanse, I'm like, oh, I love this character. And yes, that's right. I forgot about this. I forgot about this whole chapter. Yeah. I forgot that they did this other little side thing and everything. Because you can't remember every single thing from, a TV show that went 7 seasons, right? You can't remember every individual episode or whatever. You forget things. And things mean different things to you depending on where you are in your life, right? Things that I may pick up on now are not the same things that I would have picked up on 20 years ago or 10 years ago, right? It's like, because I was a different person then. So it's
true.
There's also just so much
content out there nowadays.
Yes, but I also...
that it's hard to devote the time to go back and rewatch stuff.
I also apparently have Alzheimer's, or I will die of it from, like, thanks, Mom. And rewatching stuff, it'd be great.
Daniel, would you like a glass of water?
No, I'm supposed to ask you.
Well, what did you want me to tell you? Hey, Daniel, do the bit about the water.
Yeah, I did.
That would
have been great. Can we do it again? Like, let's take that again. Holland America, we have 28 days.
Yeah, they did send me an email the other day saying 30 days to go.
28 days.
I'm going to book. I don't know. How drunk were you? Because you told me to book 4 seats.
Yeah. I said, if it screws up, then I'll pay you for it.
So I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
The site was not working. It kept failing when I tried to do it. So I have to try again.
Right now.
But I will.
Okay.
And the only other thing to do then is to you to remind me what excursion and what day you're doing. and then we'll be set.
Then we'll be set, Adam.
We'll be set to go.
If you go on Discord and look at our private chat, like if you just click on my name on your things, I think you wrote it. Like it was, okay. It's the thing that says cruise special restaurant Wednesday night, Pinnacle Grill, 7 p.m., Shipwreck and Turtle Cove, 2 site snorkel, 8:30 a.m.
Does it say the day on that one?
I'm assuming it's the same day. Yes, St. Thomas. Yes, the same day.
Okay. Well, I will take care of that momentarily this weekend. I can't actually look there because my mouse died, and so I'm charging it. You know, the thing about these Logitech mice is, oh shit. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
My monitor just went off.
Oh.
I'm glad it wasn't, the computer. I mean,
it's not like you restarted Discord in the middle of like streaming stuff.
I have one of these Logitech. You won't be able to see it because it's, well, maybe you can. This mouse.
Yes. That's weird.
And yeah. And I like it. It's small. So's the keyboard that I use is very small.
Yeah.
And they're both Bluetooth. And the reason I got the keyboard is because it can connect up to 3 devices via Bluetooth. So I use it for work and personal, and I just switch between the Bluetooth, the buttons. But what was I saying? I have to charge it because it. Oh yeah, the design on this is horrible. Because why would you put the charging port on the bottom?
So that means you can't use it and charge it.
Yeah, right. You cannot use it and charge at the same time.
That's just bullshit.
It's ridiculous. So it'll stop working because I always forget to charge it. It'll stop working, and then I'll be in the middle of work. And I do have another mouse over here, but
because I'm a gamer. Or, not so much anymore, but because I came up that way, I don't have wireless keyboards or mice. It's like all of my mice and keyboards are wired because I'm not going to get into, a long session of doing something and then just have the mice, the mouse suddenly die on me. It's just like that would.
Yeah, I get it.
So
one thing I thought I could do while Mark is gone, which I won't.
Yeah.
Is I bought my Nintendo Switch, 4 years ago or something like that. And I've never completed the Breath of the Wild or whatever the Zelda game is on it. I don't know if it was Breath. I know you're not a Nintendo person. But there's a Zelda game that I bought when it came out.
No, that sounds right. Breath of the Wild.
It's hard. I cannot game. I can't figure shit out. And I get impatient and I just quit. The only video games that I've ever finished in my life, I had a boyfriend, Nathan, when I was in college.
Yeah.
And Nathan liked to play video games. The only games that I ever completed in my entire life were games that we were playing together. So, and I finished like Mario Sunshine and Diablo. I don't know if it's like the original or Diablo 2.
I feel like games that I've finished have been very few. Very, very few games have I ever finished. I think the only game that comes to mind that I finished was Portal 2. I finished Portal 2. I played Portal 2 before I played Portal 1, so it's like I also finished Portal. But I don't think, like, I've always gotten the max level in World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft doesn't have, like, an end, right? So.
All right. I have never completed Super Mario Brothers.
I can do you one better, Adam.
I've never played Super
Mario Brothers.
I had the original Nintendo when I was young, and of course it came with Super Mario Brothers. I had it for years, never completed Super Mario Brothers. I had Super Mario 2, which I thought was better actually than the first one.
Yeah.
Never completed that.
Never.
Now, I'm just incapable of completing games. I had a Spider-Man game on the GameCube, never completed that. Mega Man, I've never completed any of the Mega Man franchise.
See, this is why I like Sudoku, Adam. I can finish it.
I'm like, oh, this is hard. I'm done. I'll do this some other time. It's like when it starts to feel like work, you know?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I did tell you that there's no Sudoku.
Well, that was in the level 13 that I just listened to today.
Oh, okay, great.
You're behind posting those, by the way.
Because we needed to build some up, and it's like I actually don't have the one from the hurricane because I never grabbed the audio that you recorded.
Oh, you know what we could do?
What?
As a test.
What?
Like we would get any reaction regardless, but on a week when you're camping, we could post the level 13 episode to the main feed.
We could do that. But then,
as the show.
But then what do we do for level 13?
Well, nothing that week, but they get it all the time. It's just 1 week every now and again. It's an enticement to get people to join level 13. You could record a little intro that says, this is just a sample of the wonderful content on level 13 or whatever you want to say. If you go to patreon.com/level13,
Patreon?
For $5 a month, you can join level 13. Uh-huh. We could do like sample episodes, you know?
They haven't assigned us a show up time yet.
Oh, don't you? Is it different? Do you not register like we did with Royal Caribbean?
No, you have to check in. I mean, are you checked in? I'm checked in.
I didn't know I could check in.
Yeah, go online, check in. All it is you have to give them your passport numbers and, you know, do all that, fill out all the documentation, everything, and then you're checked in. But yeah, they haven't assigned a rival.
With Royal Caribbean, we selected our time.
I know we did. There was also 6,000.
We went out, we checked it, and we said, we want to go from 11.
There's also 6,000 passengers on that ship.
And you said, I want the earliest time possible.
Which didn't matter.
I want to get on that ship and get every bit of value.
Yes, it did, because I was paying a lot for that concierge suite. So it's like, yeah, I also, as a concierge customer, was able to go on as early as I wanted.
I mean, I don't know about you, Adam, because I was a concierge customer.
By the time that you made it through steerage and got up to us, we had already eaten three meals.
by the time they deloused us the delousing station.
We were sitting there having cocktails while you guys were getting deloused and stuff. No, I mean, well, the ship leaves at 3, so the latest possibly that we could board the ship is 2. I feel like this, you know, I'm fine boarding the ship whenever. This isn't like my first cruise or whatever, so I'm not like, oh my God, I got to get there.
This isn't my first rodeo.
Yeah. Oh my God, I got to get there and get a great spot and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it how last week on also on level 13, you said, ugh, I just don't want to do Virgin. All they do is the Bahamas. And I'm like, Daniel, the cruise we're going on in Thanksgiving is literally a Bahamas cruise. And you're like, well, I know, but I'm like, okay.
You do know that wasn't last week, right? You do know that was September.
It was September 23rd.
Yeah, September 23rd or something.
Yeah.
And the next one I don't have. So we're going to jump forward in time.
You don't have the hurricane week?
No, because you put it in the drive and I never downloaded it and then you deleted it out of the drive.
I've still got it.
Oh, well then put it back up in the drive so I can post it.
I'll have to remember what the date is, but I haven't.
Well, it's the one after September 30th then? September 30th? Does that sound right? September 30th?
I'll look. I'm charging my mouse now. Yeah.
September 30th was that.
I can't move anything on the computer right now.
Yeah, because we were going to go do the anniversary weekend.
Yeah, I do have it because I actually recorded it. Good thing.
I know. I remember the story.
I said, oh, I better record this on my mixer just in case it doesn't record on our stream, and it didn't. You know, another thing I could set to do, because when I stream, and I don't know why I don't just do this, I could set Audio Hijack to just automatically record at the same time it's streaming.
You could.
And that would just be another backup that we would have if we, just in case we needed it. And all I have to do is add a little recording block. That's it.
So do you have big plans this weekend? Anything big you're doing?
No, I'm going to chemically treat my hot tub.
your inflatable hot tub.
Yeah. And I'm going to have dinner with my parents tomorrow night. I may buy an impact drill and install this hanging flower thing on the window.
Yeah. And you need an impact drill for that.
Yeah, because it's brick. It's a brick wall. I'm drilling into brick.
You can do
hammer drill, whatever.
You can do that with a regular drill. Just get a mason.
No. See, I did that. I installed the doorbell. I did that, and it took so long, and I was putting my entire weight against it, and it was seemed like 2 hours I was drilling these holes. No, thank you. I don't want to do it.
I
want an impact. I have seen these people. I don't know why I wanted to say lesbians, but I've seen these people on YouTube showing me how to drill into brick because I've Googled it, and they all say you need an impact drill.
Okay.
And they're not that expensive. Also, at some point, I may need to drill into the tile in the shower to like put a towel rack or something like that. And they always say on those YouTube videos that it's better to use those kind of drills on the tile so you don't risk cracking it or something. So, yeah, and they're not that expensive.
So the big party's tomorrow night.
Oh yeah. Oh, do you have a special outfit that you're gonna wear or?
No special outfit.
No,
nope. Why do you think it's no? I'm not gonna wear a special outfit. What's the weather tomorrow? I don't even know what the weather tomorrow night is. Let's see.
Do you have to wear a mask? Is it like what are those parties called? Isn't there a movie called Eyes Wide Shut or something where it's Tom Cruise and Kim Kardashian? No, Kim Kardashian. Is it Kim Basinger? Is it Kim Basinger or is it Nicole Kidman?
I don't know.
Where they go to this sex party or whatever, and they wear these masks, like these Mardi Gras masks, so they can't see each other, and I'm pretty sure that was a movie.
So let's see. The high today, Saturday, is going to be 83 degrees and the low will be 60. So it may be a little too chilly
Nipply.
To swim in the pool. But we'll see. I don't know. The party's at 7. And
well, the party's not really for swimming, is it? It's a sex party.
Yes.
So,
I mean, it's a social party. It's there's places to socialize.
I don't know if I've ever been to a sex party. I've been to a gathering that had multiple people. Mm-hmm. I've been to parties that devolved into sex.
Yeah.
Meaning it wasn't advertised as a sex party, but at some point in the evening, the guys who were left, you know,
yeah,
the lights got turned down and, you know, bound chicken, wow, wow, or whatever they, you know,
brown chicken, but brown cow.
I'm not sure that I've been to an advertised sex. I've been to bathhouses. I've been to masturbation gatherings.
Is that it? The eyes wide shut with.
That's it. Cruise, yeah, that's it. I believe they went to a sex party. I believe that's what it was about.
Okay.
Some sex cult or something.
Well, they answer your question. No, we don't have to wear masks.
Like okay.
That, like that. We're just going. I mean, I have been to a sex party before. And when you get there, it's all just a social thing. It's like you're, you know, inside the house where there's snacks and beverages and stuff like that. That's the social part of it. And then if you're interested in the sex part, you venture outside. And then that's where the that's where everything is happening is outside. So there's an inside, not
sex. Are they setting up like glory holes and tunnels and whatever?
Oh, I don't think that's it's that. Or I don't know. I've never been to one at their house before, but no, I feel like no. They have a private backyard and you know, an outside shower and a swimming pool, and there's probably I don't know. They probably
there's this couple.
Yeah.
That posts videos on Twitter, but I think they have an OnlyFans or something, but they also have stuff on Twitter.
Yeah.
They might porn.
They might have an inflatable hot tub. We don't know.
But they have built in their garage. I don't know if you've seen these. They have built in their garage an entire like glory hole situation, but it's got a lower one for like an ass. It's got a higher one for, you know, sucking. And there's more than one. So in case they have more than one person and it's a couple and they do this together.
Yeah.
And it's in their garage and it's a wall. It's like an actual wall. They have built a wall.
Yeah.
They have a TV screen with porn playing for the person who comes in. It's like they've built their own private like bathhouse situation in their garage.
Nice.
Crazy.
Good for that.
I mean, there's something to do with a, you know, a little extra space in the garage. Just.
I feel like people stopping by our house to go into the garage would be conspicuous.
Sus?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, you late at night and don't do it too often, you know, just. Mm-hmm. Or you could, you know, you could go to all your neighbors and say, hey, I work the night shift.
Right.
You know, sometimes I'm coming in super late. I want to apologize in advance. And then every time they see someone driving up late at night, they just think it's you.
Or I could just go to the sex party tomorrow. And,
well, right. Yeah. Right. Oh, we have this. I don't know what it is. Mark thinks it's a Bible study.
Yeah.
But on Thursday nights, our entire street, from the corner all the way around to the U part where the street, I don't know if you remember that, but the street U is around. There are just cars parked on both sides. Just, and it's, they're all going to one house. I don't even, none of the houses on our street are large enough to hold the amount of people that are there. It is the number of cars you would see in like Disneyland parking or something. It is, wow. It is an ungodly amount of cars. And it's every Thursday night, which is weird because normally Bible studies are Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why it's on a Thursday, but
maybe it's an anti-Bible study. Maybe it's an anti one. Now, I'm going to
No, give here you, in Arkansas, it's a Bible study. I guarantee you.
I'm going to give you a pop quiz. What two shows did I say that you should watch and that you would enjoy?
you said Avenue Q and Jamie and Lisa. Jerome, Kevin, and Julia. Matt and Julia. Avenue 25. Mm-hmm. Somebody and Julia.
I like his intro. I think I'm going to steal his intro.
Inconsequentialchef.com. I don't know.
From my 5-Minute Fridays, I think I'm going to steal his intros.
And burgers. There's just something going on there. I eat my burgers a specific way. You guys eat your burgers a specific way. And everyone wants to tell each other how to eat a burger. Just covering my ass. Julia Child's lamb burger. Actually, is it even a thing?
Oh! Bon appétit.
So we're back in mastering art, French cooking.
No, he's married to a woman.
He sounds gay.
I know. He's very metrosexual.
It's kind of like my uncle that's married to a woman but tried to kiss me one time. Maybe there's a thing there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming he's married to a woman. There's a woman in his early videos that he like lets try the stuff, and he has a wedding ring on. So,
speaking of cooking, I know I've asked you this before, but speaking of cooking,
yes,
stuff on YouTube. Have you seen the guy who does? I think he started in TikTok, where he does the old fashioned recipe baking.
Yes,
recipes.
I hate him because he shouts.
Oh, I think he's so funny.
Shouts.
And he's gay.
And he's gay.
Yeah, which is always nice to support.
Well, that's
the
true. It could be a Klan rally. Maybe that's what's
LGBT.
Happening. Every Thursday night is a big Klan rally. That's another option.
I'm looking. Oh, I don't. Something. My internet's been weird recently. I need to restart the router.
All right. Well, I know you're not going to believe this. I have a haircut tomorrow that I have to get up for.
You have to drive 5 hours each
way? No, I only have to drive like 45 minutes. But yeah, I have a haircut tomorrow at 11:40 in the morning.
Okay. Oh, then that's early for you?
I'm just saying. I can hang around for a little bit, but we can't go too much later because...
We can go whenever you would like to go. I'm just giving you a hard time. If you're ready.
I've got a haircut tomorrow that I've got to do.
Or we could set a date. We could set a time of midnight, my time.
Yeah. That's fine. We'll do that.
Just 18 minutes from now.
We'll do
we
that.
Could
18 more. But let's put 18 minutes up on the big board.
And the time begins in 3, 2. Wouldn't that be annoying if we had something that had an 18-minute countdown and... It was just like the whole time
for 18 fucking minutes.
And as you get closer to 18 minutes, it gets faster and louder.
All right. So some tweets came in from Kathy Bacon while we were podcasting.
I felt bad that I did my suggest because I hadn't read the email. It sounded a lot more serious than most of her emails normally are.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, now it sounds like I'm making fun, but I didn't read it. Also, what were the tweets?
No, Nanny lives in grippy socks. She enjoys nice ones and hospital ones. Sorry, Adam, I was going to send you hers or your slippery floors.
Nanny, is that like her grandma or something? Or who's Nanny?
She's texting Sydney while she's listening to the show. So she texts Sydney and she says, Daniel is telling him that he should buy gripper socks with the little nubs on the bottom of them because he has slippery floors. Have you outgrown yours? Maybe I could send them to Adam. So she was trying to get Sydney to send her grippy socks to you.
That she could send. Yeah. Oh, no. Dan apparently thinks you need a different hairstyle because he's posting best hairstyles for older guys.
How's my hairstyle is not that far off from that.
I mean, that's a nice, that's an attractive guy on the cover and his hair is nice.
Yeah. Step one, be an attractive guy. And then step two, whatever fucking haircut they have on you is going to look good.
He's also younger than you though. No, I mean, it says older guys, but that guy's younger than you.
No, he's not. Look at his eyes. That guy is 60.
No.
Look at his eyes. He is 60.
There is no.
Look under his eyes. He is 60.
There is no way he's 60. I mean, if you look under my eyes right now, I look at 60. So
60. Chat room, what do you say? How old is this guy? Anyway, thank you, Kathy Bacon. I mean, she's already fallen asleep. She only listens to the first part of our show because she falls asleep. All right, so what are we going to talk about for 15 minutes?
So remind me what this Avenue Q is about.
Avenue 5. What
it's
service?
Fantasy or it's sci-fi?
Yeah.
Sci-fi.
It's sci-fi comedy. It's there's a trailer. There's got to be a trailer. Is there a trailer? I'm going to, let's see. Go to HBO Max. There's got to be a trailer for it.
I have an interesting, not interesting for anyone except for probably you, Teams thing that happened today.
What is that?
Well, I never join Teams meetings because we use Zoom.
Yeah.
And somebody was having a meeting today and it was Teams. And so there was a Teams link, which was weird, but it was like a demo from an external person. And so I was on a Zoom call and I immediately switched. Everything was working fine. And I immediately switched over to Teams, got off the Zoom call, switched over to Teams. And the audio was playing out of my laptop speaker. And I went into the settings, even though I've not used Teams before. And there's a drop down where you select the thing.
The output, yes.
And I kept selecting it and it wouldn't select it. Like it would not select it. And the mic was on the right one, but the speaker, well, I unplugged it, plugged it back in, closed
Teams,
opened
it
back up.
Different source and then select it back, or are we just continually reselecting the one?
It wouldn't even let me select it. So there was no, it was on computer speaker and it was grayed out, basically. I mean, I still tried to click on it. So there was another drop down above that just said audio source, but it wasn't separated into input and output. There's like another drop down that I didn't see. I was trying to do this for like 15 minutes. And then finally, I just tried this other drop down where it's, and then all of a sudden it was coming through my headphones.
All of a sudden.
But I don't know. Like, I don't know right. what.
Did
this
you find
is
the trailer
about.
For Avenue 5? Are you going to play the trailer? Play the trailer.
There's not a, I have not found a trailer. But what service did you say it was on?
I think it was on HBO Max.
Oh. I mean, they probably have a.
Here's the trailer on YouTube.
Oh, I didn't find it. Okay.
Bridge crew, listen up. I need a course back to Earth. There's a lot of people counting on us to get them there.
Everything is fine.
Whose dog is this?
That guy died.
What the hell's going on?
Should we be scared?
If you want.
You're supposed to say no, you prick.
If there are people to blame, they shall be blamed. I know nothing of the day-to-day goings-on. That has literally nothing to do with Herman Judd. Okay?
The passengers are angry. We've got an S-storm brewing, and this a-hole is not helping.
She's my favorite, is she?
I suppose you are head of mission control. And I guess what they're saying is that you're not in control of the mission.
Bit of an update. The three injured passengers no longer injured.
At last, bit of good news.
No. They're dead.
I think the only thing that.
Why, you are.
The only thing what?
I did forget. I legitimately forgot about it. Mm-hmm. But the thing that. I will try it, but the thing that immediately turns me off about it is I don't want my sci-fis to be comedy generally. Or fantasy. Like I feel like it ruins something about it for it to be like a slapstick sort of, which actually the Orville started out that way and I didn't really enjoy how comedic it was. But since they've moved to Hulu and they're on season 3, it's much more serious and more Star Trek like. And so I'm enjoying it a lot more. And so, but I'll try it, but I think it feels very, oh, this is a comedy, you know, this is more of a comedy that's set in space.
It is.
Than a fantasy or a sci-fi story. So that, you know, which is less appealing to me, but I'll try it. I'm not much of a, maybe that's another reason why I don't like Schitt's Creek all that much, because I'm just not, I'm not a big fan of sitcoms, or like, you know, I just, I'm more of a drama. I'm more of a, like I've said before, a procedural. You had me at procedural. So
love a good procedural.
I mean, I am preparing for the retirement home, Daniel. I'm a fan of the procedural. My favorite law television show is Matlock.
Oh God.
I mean, I could be perfect with those blue haired ladies watching Matlock.
But yeah. What do you think they're going to do on the cruise? There's probably an entire Matlock theater on the damn cruise.
I bet there is. they have a, you know, the other cruises they play, like the latest Pixar movie on the big screen out by the television. And then there's, they're playing Matlock.
I do have a confession. I never, ever watched an episode of Matlock. I've never seen an episode of Matlock.
What is it on?
What?
Oh, I don't even know if it's available anywhere. I haven't watched it in years. And I even love the theme song. It's so good. It's a trumpet. It's like a jazz band, sort of a New Orleans jazz band.
Gotta love those graphics. Wow. Andy Griffin's really good at playing a lawyer. Again, another minute fucking long theme song. Jesus Christ. Get to the point, people. Oh, it's the Allstate guy.
It's available on Pluto.tv.
Let us say I'm giving her therapy for her disease. What?
Actually, the trumpet is not bad. Actually, that I think that's a good trumpet player.
Oh, it's on Amazon. Oh, it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. It's also on Pluto TV. But
I'll never watch it. I will never. I loved that theme song.
But I think if
already turned me off.
I think if I went back, I probably wouldn't enjoy it. But I loved it. I every day after school, I would watch an episode of. Also, I liked Simon and Simon.
Oh, I like Simon and Simon.
Not that they were even on at the same time, but
in their theme, in the pilot episode, and then for the first couple of seasons after that, they had that shot of them both in their underwear. And as a young boy who was discovering his gayness at the time, that was as close to porn as you got, man. It's like the Sears catalog.
Oh yeah, actually I thought the blonde was hot.
Parker Stevens?
The one that never went on to do anything else, and the other guy is all over everything still.
Was that Gerald McRaney? Was that the other side?
Yeah, he's still in a lot of stuff. I think all the theme songs must have been about a minute and 30 seconds back then, because crazy. This is also
It's crazy.
A minute and 30 seconds.
Could you imagine a show nowadays having a minute and 30 second fucking theme song?
I'm okay with long. Actually, though, I will say this. Game of Thrones feels like a minute and 30 seconds.
Oh, my God. It's seven and a half minutes long.
And I always just forward right past it. But, I mean, the first time, you want to see the graphics and everything.
Nope. Like House of the Dragon, I've never watched the intro ever.
We watched it the first time.
Nope. I don't even watch it the first time.
If I could think of an angle for it, I mean, I won't, because this is another podcast, but I love television theme songs so much.
How much
love them?
Do you love them?
And if I could make a podcast out of that, that would be, because I love TV theme songs.
Well, what would the podcast be about?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I can't theme song.
You would have to interview people that wrote and performed those theme songs to like understand like what is the process, like take me through the process when you heard Old Louisiana Lawyer. What made you think of taking a sad
trumpet.
You take
the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta grow and show. You learn it now, you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. Well, the world never seems to be living up to your dreams. And suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you.
Me?
You.
Okay.
Here it comes.
It's still going?
Get them right. When you're learning the facts of life. The facts of learning the facts. You're learning the facts of life.
All right, chat room's going on here. Let's see. People were more patient 30 years ago. A minute and fucking 30 seconds for a theme song. You're just wasting
I'm okay with it.
I mean, you're wasting my time at this point.
They're not as good anymore as they used to be. Though, I mean, back in the 80s, like, so good. Like, the theme songs. So, we have a request here.
No, there's no request. They're not requesting anything. No one was requesting.
There was. I think I know this one as well. I wonder if I can do this one. If I can remember the words. It's been so long.
I think the first words are Green Acres.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land stretching out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan and give me that countryside. New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue. Fresh air. Oh, the chores. The stores. Fresh air. Times Square, you are my wife. Goodbye, city life. Green Acres, we are there.
So what does that "you are my wife" bit mean? It's just like, well, sorry, bitch.
Yeah, you're my wife. You got to come.
Sorry.
We're moving.
You're my wife. You got to come with me. It's like, sorry, Melania. You got to go to the White House.
How do I remember all the words to all of those?
I don't know.
Because I remember. Here's another one. I'll just do this one, too.
Oh, God. No, please don't.
Yeah. It's another. It's a minute and 20. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Mr. Ed.
I'm Mr. Ed.
Please don't play this one.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to his horse, of course. And that is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. And ask the horse, he'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. People, oh, there's more. How dare they remove that? Because it goes on.
No, people, we don't need yakety, no, yak, no, 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 we don't
waste their
need
time
no.
of day.
We do
but
not
Mr.
Need.
Ed would never speak unless he has something to say.
Or had peanut butter put in his mouth.
There's more.
All right. You know what, Adam? 2 minutes. Let's just go ahead and wrap this up. So good to see you again.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next week, Halloween weekend. Have you bought your candy yet?
I don't like children.
Well,
also I'm getting my hair cut on the 29th, and I assume that is when children are going to be trick or treating, since Halloween is probably on like a Monday or something.
It is on a Monday, and no, they're not going to be trick or treating the 29th. I'm not going to give them candy on the 29th. It's fucking Halloween.
We will
trick or treat on a goddamn Halloween like you're supposed to.
We will buy, I'm telling Daniel, it's not even that I don't like children. Uh-huh. I get anxious when the doorbell rings. I get nervous. I don't know why it is, but I'm like, Mark, you go to the door. I get nervous. Like, I get so anxious when the doorbell rings. We will buy candy, but I hate it. And if we can be out and doing something else, I would so rather, because it makes me anxious. I don't know why. It just does.
Well, we're going to go see Hanson on the 29th. So that night we'll be over at Epcot.
Mm-bop.
They, as you know, have moved on from that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Say goodnight to the chat room, Adam.
Good night.
Good night, chat room. Say good night to level 13.
Good night.